Do you feel hopeful that radical Islam can be stemmed, or do you see it as kind of inexorable and that we will be living with terror and that you will spend the rest of your life under a fatwa?
I am spending the rest of my life under a fatwa. Unfortunately, I will not see the fruits of my labor in this, my activism. I think it's going to be something for the next generation. But look at people like Martin Luther King. It's the generation after him that's enjoying the fruits of his struggle. And I today enjoy, in a different way, the fruits of other people in the past who had struggled for the rights of women, for the rights of racial equality, and for the rights of individuals as such in general. And I think we just need to pass that on.
You think that Islam should get rid of the idea of hell. Why is that so important?
Because I think the most important barrier when it comes to a conflict of conscience between the believing Muslim and the scriptures is always hell. It's the threat of hell. I've spoken to thousands of Muslims who are compassionate people who do not want to kill. They do not want to go and become the enemies of unbelievers or see unbelievers as enemies, non-Muslims as enemies. But there's always the barrier, the threat of hell. If you disobey God, then you go to hell. So what do you choose? The convenience of having an unbeliever as your friend today on earth, or suffering eternal hell? So I think we have to address the dogma of hell, the dogma of the hereafter. Is there a hereafter?
Do you regret at all that you have turned your life into something that you really can't control entirely? Do you sort of wish that you could lead a private life again and not be in danger?
I wish that, but I also knew when I got involved in this that it's like the woman who decided to sit down in the bus. You have to live with the consequences of remaining seated. And I have to remain. I have to live with the consequences of standing up.
Ayaan Hirsi Ali's autobiography, Infidel, The Story of My Enlightenment, is published in the U.S. by the Free Press. Carolyn Weaver, VOA News, New York.